How'd the Bunner gig come together?
Out of the clear blue, we was asked by Superfly Productions to do a show at Bonnaroo with the original meter, and they came up as individuals, which is probably the only way, you know, that I think the original meters could ever get together is on an individual basis, because a lot of people don't understand. You know, they look at the meters as a group, but we're not a group anymore, and I try to make that point and get that across, because when you try to come to the meters as a group, trying to get them to work together, it's not going to work, because we're not a group anymore. We're a group when we get on the stage. That's the only thing that we have in common right now, is the music that we do on stage. Our business ethic is different from each other, so you can't look at us as a group. We all have different business policies and protocols. So fortunately, Superfly was smart enough to see that, and they came to us and asked us individually if we wanted to be involved, and they catered to our individual needs. What it is we did an album called Desert Tivoli Bonnaroo. The festival was named behind that, with Dr. John. You know, I think it was 73, something like that. They were asking us to reproduce the album live on stage again in its entirety with Dr. John, and we're going to do the whole album. Then we're going to do a set ourselves with the original meters. So that's basically the story behind Bonnaroo.
Are you looking forward to playing these songs? I mean, I'm sure you guys have played some of these tracks off that album in a long time, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to take some recall, of course. You know, but it's highly feasible. You know, that this could be accomplished. You know, there's about two or three different rehearsals we're going to do, so we'll be well rehearsed and give the people a great show.
When you guys play together, you're so tied into each other. Those skills, they never leave.
But it's like riding a bike. You know, you never, ever forget how to ride a bike.
Absolutely.
You never forget. That's the way I kind of analogy I put on it, on the meters, you know. Whenever we get together, it's like we never stop. I'm looking forward to doing Bonnaroo, but, you know, there's also a gig I'm doing this coming week, February the 25th, that includes one of the meters. Art Neville, which is the keyboardist with the meters. I'm kind of excited about that. I'm excited about that because it brings my music, and I'm able to invite my good colleague, my good friend and colleague Art Neville, to come do a special guest appearance with me at Tipitina's on February the 25th. That should be really a great night.
What do you love about playing Tips?
Well, it's the mystique. You know, I played Tips when they first opened, you know, about, 40-some years ago. So Tips has always, it's an institution. It has always been, you know, a landmark in New Orleans. You know, they was able to keep that mystique about it. And it's just a great place to play. People come there and patronize the place. And, you know, they support the acts there. And it's always good to come back and play in New Orleans, period. You know, I live in Burbank now.
What do you miss most about the scene in NOLA? How's the scene in California different from the NOLA scene?
Oh, it's completely different, man. You know what I mean? New Orleans is music, you know. This place is really, it's kind of, it's not fake. There's a lot of great musicians, a lot of great music comes out here, but New Orleans is a culture. You know, L.A. doesn't have a music culture. You know, New Orleans is a culture. New Orleans music is a culture. So, you know, I think that's a big difference.
You're playing this show with your own band. How does your songwriting process with your band differ than the work you did with the meters?
Not too much different, because I wrote, 90% of the song with the meters.
Right.
The marquee name that I'm performing on is called The Meters. So when you come to see me, regardless of who's playing with me, you're going to experience The Meters. You're going to experience the songs that I wrote for The Meters. And there's new songs that I've written also, but, you know, they can't help but sound like meter stuff because I wrote The Meter stuff. So that is me.
When you're songwriting, how does your process work?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to say, man. You know, when you write songs, you know, I don't really think about it. You know, I just do what I have to do, whatever talent God gave me to do it. But there's no really process that I use. You know, whatever come to my head, I try to put it down, and during the time for me to use it, and I go in the studio and record it. There's really no set pattern to that I have in writing songs, because I write music and I write lyrics, the whole thing. So, you know, it's kind of hard to put a pattern on a talent, you know, that God that came from the Creator.
How often do you find yourself writing songs?
Not that often anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at one time I was a tyrant, man. I was, you know, writing 4 or 5 songs a day all through the night, you know. But, you know, as time goes on, you know, you lose that, you don't lose anything. But, you know, things kind of slow down, you know. So I write when I feel things now. But, you know, it's sound like when I was younger and write a lot of songs. My song output is not nowhere near what it was.
What was the first song you wrote with the Meters?
A song called Sophisticated Sissy. And then later, you know, I introduced Sissy Strut to the Meters.
Does your approach to playing, is it the same within your own band as it was when playing with the Meters?
Yeah. I've never changed up, you know. I have the same energy, the same tenacity, the same techniques, the same way of doing things, the same way of conveying songs and stuff like that.
What advice would you have guitarists just starting out?
I would say, you know, playing guitar or any type of instrument, you know, but specifically speaking of guitar, you know, it's something that, you know, you have to take seriously. If you're trying to get to a certain level, set a goal for yourself with where you want to be, and if you can get halfway there, consider yourself lucky. And so anything over 50% is great.